my Jesus say. He lives on high, he reigns on high, he lives on high. Hey boobie, hey boobie, hey boobie, hey lip, hey lip, hey lip, hey on my Jesus say. Hey lip, hey lip, hey lip, hey boobie, hey boobie, hey on my Jesus say.
Give Jesus a big hand of praise this morning, and please be comfortably seated. It's my year of breaking limits. We begin this morning with a prayer of thanksgiving. I wish I'd be saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for drafting multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Psalm 118 and verse 23, the scripture speaking, it says, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Please join me with a heart of gratitude this morning. Stand to your feet as we lift up our voices. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for drafting multitudes into our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. Lift up your voice and let's give quality thanks to the Father this morning. Let's appreciate him from the depth of our hearts. Let's magnify his name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for drafting multitudes, for bringing the men and the women from every part of the world into the services of yesterday, and for granting every worshiper an encounter of a lifetime. We thank you. We praise you. We celebrate you. We acknowledge that this is your doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. We acknowledge that this is your making. It is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, we have returned even this morning with a loud voice and deep hearts of appreciation. And we are saying thank you for drafting multitudes, for bringing them from everywhere, for gathering them in their numbers from every part of the nations of the earth. Lord, to encounter you, we celebrate you again. Lift up your voice. Let's give quality thanks to the Father this morning. He deserves our thanks and he demands our gratitude. Therefore, let's give it to him this morning, acknowledging that no one can come except the Father draws. Lift up your voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, again this morning, we have come with hearts of gratitude to say thank you, to say thank you, to say thank you. Lift up your voice. Ensure God is hearing your voice of gratitude. Ensure your voice of appreciation is ascending to the Father this morning. Let's give him quality thanks for the massive response on all our platforms. Let's give him quality thanks, men and women, young and old, connected from every part of the nations of the earth to this place. Let's give him quality thanks. He deserves our thanks. He demands our thanks. Therefore, let's give it to him this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for drafting multitudes from everywhere into all our three services of yesterday and for giving everyone, every worshiper, an encounter of a lifetime. We celebrate you again. Lift up your voice and show your voice of gratitude. Ensure the sound of your appreciation is ascending before God this morning. Let's give it to him from the depth of our hearts, showing how grateful we are, showing how thankful we are. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you for drafting multitudes into all our services yesterday and for granting every worshiper encounters of a lifetime, healings of all kinds, deliverances of all kinds. We celebrate you. We magnify you, Son of the Living God. We acknowledge that it's your hand behind the massive connections from every part of the nations of the earth. We give you glory. We give you thanks. Why not lift up your voice and give him thanks one more time? He deserves our thanks. Father, we give you glory. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' matchless name, we have given thanks. Please be seated.
It is my year of breaking limit. Next, we are praying, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. Job chapter 3 and verse 25, for the things which I greatly fear is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Shall we be on our feet as we pray? Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. Lift up your voice and let's pray unto our God, engaging the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the name of Jesus, Father, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. Lift up your voice and get this morning. Engage the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the name of Jesus, our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. Father, we lift up our voices before you this morning and we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We cast out the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is cast out this morning concerning the coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the name of Jesus, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. This morning we cast it out. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. Lift up your voice and pray in faith this morning. Pray with your spirit being engaged, asking the Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Father and our God, in your name, we cast out the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear is cast out this morning concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up your voice and pray in faith. Pray with all confidence. Pray from the depth of your heart. Pray with your spirit connected this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the mighty name of Jesus, in righteousness we shall be established. We shall be far from oppression because we shall not fear. This morning, in the name of Jesus, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the mighty name of Jesus, pray in faith this morning. Pray in confidence. Pray a prayer that must be answered today. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out, Lord, the spirit of fear. We cast this out this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the name of Jesus, let everyone hear your voice of intercession this morning. Engage the name of the Lord Jesus to cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the mighty name of Jesus, our Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast out the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, we cast out this morning the spirit of fear concerning coronavirus noise holding the nations to ransom. In the name of Jesus, begin to magnify him, giving the glory, giving the honor and adoration, because whenever we call on him, he answers us. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put those hands together for Jesus and please be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. When we rise, this shall be our prayer line. Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church this year. Amen. Exodus chapter 12, verse 12, for I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. Let's rise as we pray. Our Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Father, we invoke the triumph of the blood of Jesus this morning as we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father, we invoke the triumph of the blood of Jesus as we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and invoke the triumph of the blood. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimonies. Our Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, lift up your voice as we turn to our stronghold. And by the blood, call out everyone resisted from joining us, every harvest stopped from flowing in. Let us invoke the blood this morning with faith in our heart. Our Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree judgment upon the gods of the land, the powers that be, upon every force resisting the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, are you lifting up holy voices? Are you engaging confidently? Let God hear your voice. Make investments in the place of prayer. Our Father, by the blood of Jesus, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rear the altar of the blood against every altar, resisting the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, somebody pray this morning, invoking the judgment and the vengeance of the living God. Our Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree vengeance upon all the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ, both Pharaoh, the gods of his land, and his army went down in judgment. Therefore, this morning, our Father, we invoke the blood of Jesus Christ as we decree vengeance and judgment upon the gods of the land, upon the powers that be, upon the resistance of hell to the continuous growth of this church this year. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lift up your voice. Pray some more. Engaging confidence in God. Standing on the authority of his word. Our Father, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we decree vengeance upon the gods of the land. Every one of them. Whatever they may represent, wherever they may be operating from, whatever their strongholds may be, by the blood of Jesus Christ, we invoke judgment against them. We decree vengeance upon them. Oh God, every force resisting the continuous growth of this church this year goes down by the judgment of the blood, goes down by the vengeance of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we give you glory. Lift up your voice everywhere. Commence appreciation to God. From the depth of your heart, you are perfecting your intercession with thanksgiving right now. Lifting up holy voices and holy hands. Our Father, we thank you for the vengeance that is released already by the blood of Jesus Christ. We give you glory for the vengeance upon the gods of the land, resisting the continuous growth of this church this year. Receive our praise. In Jesus' awesome name, we have prayed. Please be seated and give Jesus a big hand of praise.
It is my year of breaking limits. In a moment, we shall be rising up to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from coming to this church this year. Can I hear a bigger amen? Amen? John chapter 10 and verse 5 says, and a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Please rise up to your feet with me. Lift up your voice as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from coming to this church this year. Lift up your voice as you pray a prayer that must be answered. Lift up your voice as you speak to your Father in heaven concerning all our new converts. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from coming to this church this year and settling here. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is our prayer. Let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of every stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from coming to this church this year. Lift up your voice as you pray. Lift up your voice as you intercede. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from coming to this church this year. Lift up your voice. Let your voice be heard on high. Lift up your voice as you pray. Pray from your heart. Pray believing God for answers. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from coming to this church this year. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger. Let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from coming to this church this year. Seeking to manipulate, seeking to stop our new converts from coming to this church this year. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, this is our prayer this morning. Let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger. Silence the voice of the evil one. seeking, oh Lord, to manipulate them from coming to this church this year. Father Lord, every strange voice, Father Lord, we decree that they shall be silenced. Father Lord, every strange voice shall be silenced. Father Lord, they shall only hear the voice of your spirit. Father Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence every strange voice seeking to manipulate our new convert and stop them from coming to this church. Someone lift up your voice. Pray passionately. Pray from your heart. Let the Lord hear the voice of your intercession. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger. Let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from coming to this church this year. This is our prayer this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, let the voice of the Holy Spirit silence the voice of the stranger seeking to manipulate our new converts from coming to this church this year. Lift up your hands right now. Begin to appreciate God. Give him thanks for answers to prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We are praying. Put those hands together for the Lord, and please, you may be seated.
It's my year of breaking limits. We'll rise to pray, saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every one of us in the winner's family to deliver their minimum of 10 souls into the kingdom and this church this year. Amen. Zechariah 8:23, thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass that 10 men shall hold out of all languages of the nation, even shall hold the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard God is with you. Please, let's rise up on our feet as we lift up our voice to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, empower every one of us in the winner's family to deliver their minimum of 10 souls into the kingdom and this church this year. Will you lift up your voice to pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every one of us in the winner's family to deliver their minimum of 10 souls into the kingdom and into this church this year. Will you lift up your voice and pray? Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every one of us in the winner's family. Empower every one of us in the winner's family to deliver their minimum of 10 souls into the kingdom and this church this year. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, empower every one of us in the winner's family to deliver their minimum of 10 souls into the kingdom and this church this year. Are you lifting up your voice? Pray with faith and fervency. Let heaven register your voice in this intercession. Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every one of us in the winner's family to deliver our minimum of 10 souls into the kingdom and this church this year. Lift up your voice as you pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, empower every one of us in the winner's family to deliver our minimum of 10 souls into the kingdom and this church this year. Lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice of intercession. Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every one of us in the winner's family to deliver a minimum of 10 souls into the kingdom and this church this year. Lift up your voice and let heaven register. Pray with faith. Pray with fervency. Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every one of us. Empower and grace every one of us in the winner's family to deliver our minimum of 10 souls into the kingdom and this church this year. To deliver our minimum 10 souls into the kingdom and this church this year. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, empower and grace every one of us in the winner's family to deliver our minimum of 10 souls into the kingdom and this church this year. Lift up your voice and pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, empower every one of us in the winner's family to deliver our minimum 10 souls into the kingdom and this church this year. Lift up your voice and let heaven register your voice. Father, in the name of Jesus, empower every one of us in the winner's family to deliver our minimum of 10 souls into the kingdom and this church this year. Lift up your hands and give God praise and thanks. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Please put those wonderful hands together for Jesus and you may take your seat.
It's my year of breaking limits. Shortly we shall be rising up to pray, and this time we shall be praying, saying, Father, let your angel deliver every new convert and challenge winner being held captive by the devil so they can be established in this church. Amen. A stronger amen. Amen. The book of Psalm chapter 34 and verse 7 reads, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Please rise upon your feet. And we are praying this prayer that God must answer now. Lift up your voices of God. Pray in faith and pray confidently. Pray aloud. We are saying, Father, in the name of Jesus, let your angel deliver. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your angel deliver. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your angel deliver every new convert and every challenge winner being held captive by the devil so they can be established in the faith and in this church. Lord, this is our prayer line today. This is our prayer line right now. This is our request right now. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we are calling upon you and we are asking, let your angel supernaturally deliver every new convert, every challenge winner. Lord, let your angel supernaturally deliver every new convert and every challenge winner in the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, let your angel supernaturally deliver every new convert and challenge winner being held captive by the devil, wherever they may be right now, whether they be young or old, whether male or female. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your angel supernaturally deliver every new convert, every challenge winner, wherever they may be right now globally, that they are being held captive by the devil. Lord, let your angel supernaturally deliver them so they can be established in the faith and in this church. Someone is praying. Lift your voice. Cry aloud. Pray in faith. Pray fervently. Pray confidently. Make investment in prayer right now and let heaven hear you. We are praying right now saying, Father, In the name of Jesus, let your angel supernaturally deliver every new convert, every challenge winner, both young and old, wherever they may be globally, being held captive by the devil, so they can be established in the faith and in this church. Father, this is our heart cry today. This is our prayer right now. This is our desire right now. Oh God, you say your angels that excel in strength, they encamp round about them that fear you so they can be delivered. Lord, let this be the portion of every challenge winner, every new convert right now, being held captive by the devil so they can be established in the faith and in this church. Begin to give thanks unto God right now for answered prayers. God has heard us. God has answered. Give him praise and glory. Magnify his name. Lift up your hands to the Most High God and thank him intensely. Father, we give you thanks for answered prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Please be seated and give the Lord a big clap.
It's my year of breaking limits. This covenant of prayer, it's testimony time. Please, let's listen attentively to the following documented testimonies, and we shall be blessed as we do so. Number one, healed of coronavirus. Make that bigger for Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to use this medium to testify to the glory of God. I work in a nursing home in the United States, United Kingdom, as a frontline staff. I contracted COVID-19 from my place of work after I supported patients without personal protective equipment. The symptoms started very mild, and I thought it was the exercise I did the previous day. After a while, the body pain became very severe. I couldn't breathe properly, and my sense of smell was gone. I called my GP, and he advised me to isolate myself and call 911 if the symptom persisted. On one fateful day, I noticed I was passing out. I wanted to call the 911, but my fear was, of the patients that were taken to the hospital, few of them came back alive. I managed to turn on the TV and switch on to the anointing service where Bishop Oyedepo was ministering. After the ministration, I took part in the anointing. As the anointing oil touched my body, I felt a strong sensation in my spinal cord, as if a heavy burden was taken off me. I also drank a full cup of the anointing oil, and my strength was restored. Bigger, 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 bigger. I began to dance as never before. From that day till now, I am strong and well and ready to go back to work. Testify, Estonia, I. Can you put your hands together, appreciation of God? Number two. Now HIV negative. Amen. Praise God. Early this year, I went to the hospital to do a medical checkup, and the doctor said I was HIV positive. I rejected the report, and I told the doctor it's not my portion, and that I only believe what is written in the Bible. I read two books from a bishop, Keys to Divine Health and The Healing Balm. I also decided to attend one of the Tuesday healing services. I connected my faith during the service, and I believed I was healed. We were asked to go back to do our test and confirm our healings. When I went back to do another test that same week, I was confirmed HIV negative. I went to another hospital and still came out negative. Thank you, Jesus. Testify is Oluwaseun M. Can you rise on your feet, hands lifted to God? Raise your voices in appreciation for this wonderful God.
Lift your voice and give glory to God for this marvelous acts in our midst, the testimonies of his mighty hand. Give praise unto him and give glory. Appreciate him and give him honor. Celebrate him, is worthy of all the praise. Father, we say thank you. We bless your name. You are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory. You are worthy of honor. You are worthy of adoration. Thank him also for the answers to our prayers, that we have not prayed in vain, but that he has heard us and granted our petitions. give glory unto him, give praise to his name, and celebrate his faithfulness. Father, we say thank you. Now ask him to speak to you this morning. Lord, we have come before you to hear from you today. He said all the people gathered early in the morning for to hear him. It is you we have come to hear this morning. Speak to me today, Jesus, and transform my life by your word. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we have come before you this morning. Our hearts are filled with gratitude for the testimonies of your mighty works in our midst. We give you all the glory. Lord, for the answers to prayer, we say we are grateful. And now, Lord, we are before your word. Speak to us this morning and let your word transform each one of our lives. We give you the praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand and please be seated in his presence. It is my year of breaking limits. Very importantly, from scriptures, it's important to recognize that the name of Jesus is an ever-conquering weapon of war in the battles of life. In the book of Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 10, the Bible puts it this way: the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. In Philippians 2, beginning from verse 9 down to verse 11, we have this depiction. He said, God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every other name. He said that at the name of Jesus, every knee, none excluded, should bow of things in heaven, of things in the earth, and things that are under the earth. He said that and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. According to scripture, therefore, the name of Jesus is without comparison. Every time it is invoked, it causes every opposition to bow. He said no matter where they are placed, he said they are forced to bow. Everything responds to the name of Jesus. The Bible makes us understand in Luke chapter 10 and verse 17. After the 70 returned, the Bible said they came back with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through thy name. The name of Jesus is the key to victory. The name of Jesus is the key to triumph. The name of Jesus is the avenue for conquering the battles of life. And that's why it becomes so important for us to have understanding of this name and understand what it takes to position ourselves in order to enjoy the benefits that the name has to offer. And that's why this week our exhortation line will be engaging the name of Jesus Christ for all breakthroughs in life. Engaging the name of Jesus Christ for all breakthroughs in life. First of all, I want us to recognize this morning that the name of Jesus answers only to the believers. That is the foundation. Until a man or woman is born again, he or she is not a candidate for the command of the virtues of breakthrough available in the name. In the book of Acts chapter 19, verse 13 to 16, we come across this account in scriptures. The Bible said that there were certain vagabond Jews that took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits in the name of the Lord. He said, and they will say, in the name of Jesus Christ, which Paul preaches, we adjure you, come out. And the Bible said there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. They were Jews, but they were vagabond. They were people moving from one place to the other. They were not individuals planted in God. They had no footing in Christ. And the Bible says that when they began to do this, the Bible said the evil spirit said, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you? These individuals had no identity in Christ. It's important for us to understand that until a man or woman is born again, that individual cannot enjoy the virtues that the name commands.
The Bible says that that evil spirit in that madman, he said that madman jumped on them. He said, stripped them naked and began to and chased them out of the house, wounded and naked. The name that answered for Paul could not answer for them. Why? Because they did not have the identity in Christ required. Until a man or woman is born again, the name cannot deliver on his or her behalf. Now, Mark chapter 16, the Bible makes it very clear. In verse 15 and 16, it puts it this way. It tells us there, it said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And look at verse 16 very closely. And he that is believeth, he that believeth and is baptized, he says, shall be saved. And he that believeth not shall be damned. Now, look at verse 17. It tells us what happens to those that believe. He said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. What next? In my name. So until they are classified as those that believe, the name will not deliver on their behalf. It said first that these individuals must be those that believe, and those that believe are the ones who are identified with Christ, and as a result of that, the name answers on their behalf. It's important for us to understand this. The name of Jesus will only answer to those that are authentically connected to Jesus. In fact, if you look at these pictures painted in scripture, you will discover that engaging the name without being in Christ is spiritual fraud. And that is why the devil has the ability to take advantage of such individuals. The seven sons of Sceva, as soon as the devil in that man heard their voice, he knew, this one is not from that source. And you know that whenever there is a fraud, you are open to assault. Suddenly they were open to assault. And those seven sons of Sceva lost their dignity on the basis of utilizing the name without the right to do so. It's important for us to understand that the name will only answer to those that are believers. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number two, we must understand that the name of Jesus is self-anointed to deliver our desires in the journey of life. It is self-anointed. And this is so important. In John chapter 3, verse 34 and verse 35, the Bible makes us to understand this concerning Jesus. It says, for him whom God has sent, speaketh the word of God. For God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. So the Spirit or the unction on Jesus is without measure. There is nothing that can overwhelm it. It is beyond every opposition. And this is what the Bible says concerning the name. In John chapter 16, verse 23 and 24, Jesus speaking put it this way. He said, in that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. And he said in verse 24, hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. So scripture makes it very clear. When we engage the name of Jesus, that immeasurable unction of Christ begins to answer on our behalf. It begins to answer on our behalf. I see that name answering with that unction of Jesus on our behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. In John 14, verse 13 and 14, the Bible puts it this way. It said, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. It said in verse 14, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. So the unction of Christ goes to work on the behalf of all those who engage the name in faith. I see each one of us receiving grace to begin to engage this name with this understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So no matter the confrontation, the name of Jesus is beyond capable of delivering our desires, no matter what we are confronted with. And that's why it's important for us to understand that in the name of Jesus, it is enough to the scourge of coronavirus across the nations of the earth. The name is our weapon that ensures our victory. And therefore, by that name, the scourge is coming to an end. In 2 Samuel chapter 24, the Bible makes us understand in verse 16. It says there, he said, when the angel rose up to destroy the people in the land of Jerusalem, he said, the Lord said, it is enough. Stay now thy hand. And don't forget, the Bible makes clear. It said, that name, at the mention of that name, every knee shall bow. Where? In heaven, on earth, and under the earth. angels, human forces, and demonic forces. Every one of them bows at the name. That angel was sent for destruction. But as soon as there was a command that was beyond its capacity, yes, the angel had to stay his hand. It means that every force is bound to bow at the instance of the name. I see victory answering for us supernaturally and speedily in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Yeah. I said somebody believe it, say a loud amen. Yeah. Will you rise on your feet with me this morning? Stretch your hand towards heaven. Now in the name of Jesus, it is enough to that scourge of coronavirus. It is enough to that scourge of coronavirus. Make your declaration in accordance with his name. Make your declaration in accordance with his name. Make your declaration with confidence in his name. Make your declaration with assurance in his name. It is enough to that scourge in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Give Jesus a big hand as we receive our Father.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yesterday alone, we received testimonies. Four testimonies of people delivered from coronavirus. Come on, give the Lord praise. Amen. The same way HIV bows and sickle cell anemia bows, Ebola bows, this has bowed.
Hallelujah.
To the authority, the unlimited authority of Christ, at whose name, like we are told, every name must bow. Something is breaking forth from here.
Amen.
Not by our might, not by our might, our power, but by his spirit. Faithful is he that calleth thee, who also will do it. The hour has come to liberate the world from all oppressions of the devil through the preaching of the word of faith, and I'm sending you to undertake this task. That mandate will be 40 years in May next year. Amen. He hasn't stopped doing it. But because of doubters and Thomases, I'll show you something this morning, and it will turn your faith alive. Please get seated. Job chapter 5, Verse 8 and 9. I will seek unto God, and unto God will I commit my cause. We do it great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Strange things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. Isaiah 28, verse 21 and 22. For the Lord shall rise up as a Mount Perazim. He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now therefore, be ye not mockers, lest your bands be made strong. Now, therefore, be ye not mockers. It's a lie. There is no coronavirus anywhere. It's a lie. There is no way anybody can pray for this virus. Virus that causes the whole nations of the earth to bow. Everything that bows to nations will chiefly bow to Jesus. He's king of all the earth. For I've heard of the Lord of hosts a great consumption to these mockers. Job chapter 9 and verse 10. I want you to go with these three scriptures. Which doeth great things past finding out. Yea, and wonders without number. Past finding out. One of us at 71. 71 years of old. Gave birth to a set of twins.
Hallelujah.
last week. Come on, give the Lord a big hand. And now, that is the Adetugas family delivered twins at age 71. Age 71. Ooh. At age 71. Nero Shagagaga Poradesa. You know what that indicates? Your no limit package for the year is settled. I will seek unto God, so keep seeking unto God. I will bring my cause unto him, which doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. We've never had a 71-year-old testimony of supernatural childbirth. But look at set of twins at 71. Set of twins, members of the church, they took that miracle from here. Oh, here it is. At 71, therefore cheer up. It's indeed your year of breaking limits. Amen. So for doubting Thomas's, what is all this? Corona something. They organize it. We organize that one too. We organize the set of twins. We arranged for it. We did the surgery. Amen. We did the transplant. No. To do his work is strange works, and perform his art is strange art. I'll tell you this, the devil is in trouble. The one that threatens the whole world will be humiliated. And it's happening right now. Glory to God. One of those testimonies, like you heard, came from the United Kingdom. Another one came from Ireland. Another one came from Canada. Another one came from Nigeria. Hallelujah. All came in yesterday. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Isn't God awesome? Awesome? Another one came from Burkina Faso. Awesome. A medical doctor. Awesome. Who contacted that in the course of his duty. And tuned in to the platform. Jesus came down. The mission and the power of the anointing oil set him free. And these were hand, they were written testimonies sent on our testimony line. You must testify. Amen. The 40 days divine visitation, the 40 days of infallible proofs is on. So, take the counsel of the word of the Lord through Job. I will commit myself to God. I will seek unto God. And unto God will I commit my cause. And he doeth great things and unsearchable, marvelous things without number. So everybody has open access to their own. You shall be visited. Amen. Now, get me right. Why look at us as if by our own power or by our own might we have made this man to walk? No. Through faith. And when Peter saw it, verse 12, he said, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk?" Praise God. He said his name, and through faith in his name, has made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect standing before the presence of you all. It is the name of Jesus. It is Jesus, the resurrected Christ, manifesting himself to man. Years ago, I was invited in 1987 to speak at the Full Gospel Businessmen Convention in Jos, and the subject was, "Jesus is the answer." Then I asked them, "What's the question?" If Jesus the answer, what's the question? Man is the question. What is man that thou mindful of him? Psalm 8 verse 4. And then, Adam, where are you? Man is the question. I heard thy voice in the garden, I was afraid. Man is the question. If, why did you do that? Oh, this happened, came to me. So you find man as a question. But Jesus is the answer to every question of man. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
You must have your answer. This year of breaking limits must deliver practically in your life. The same way it did in this family, the Adetuga's family, it will do something strange in your life. Stand to your feet. Shall we together glorify Jesus? Lift up your two hands and glorify Jesus. The glory belongs to him. He said, faithful, he said, I call it the war, so we do it. God is performing what he has sent us to do by his hand. Amen. Glory to God. Now, lift up your two hands and give him glory from the depth of your heart. Say it in words. Clear words. Clear words. Give him glory in the spirit. Thank you, Lord. Would you sing this song with me for a few minutes? Hallelujah. Prayer answering God. Now, praise team, take that up. Come on now.
Prayer answering God, you are worthy of praise. Prayer answering God,
you deserve the praise.
Prayer answering God,
you are worthy of praise.
Prayer answering God,
you deserve.
Come on, celebrate it.
Prayer answering God,
you are worthy of praise.
Prayer answering God,
you deserve the praise.
Prayer answering God,
you are worthy of praise.
God,
you are worthy of praise.
You deserve the praise.
Prayer answering God,
you are worthy of praise.
You deserve the glory, Lord.
You deserve our praise.
No one will take this glory, Lord.
You are worthy of praise.
It is you, oh God.
You deserve our praise.
Oh, prayer answering God,
you are worthy of praise.
You are worthy of our praise.
You deserve our praise.
We'll return.
You are worthy of praise.
You deserve all the praise.
You deserve our praise.
Oh, prayer answering God.
You are worthy.
You are worthy, 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 worthy,
you deserve our praise. Hey,
we give you all the glory, Lord.
You are worthy of praise.
You deserve all the praise.
You deserve our praise.
No man will take this glory. It is you.
You are worthy.
Come on, celebrate.
You are the deserve the praise.
You deserve.
Of praise. Amen. Jesus, alias Jesus Christ, makes the whole. And at the sound of the name, he got back on his feet. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now speak to the day. It's your day. It's your day of definite encounters with infallible proofs.
You are making your declarations concerning the day, speaking to it, making your declarations, and doing so with faith, declaring the blessing of the day. Now lift your voice and begin to give glory to God. Begin to give praise to his name. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Jesus will say thank you. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together in fellowship. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. My year of breaking limits. Then what eyes have not seen nor ears heard shall be your experience all through the year 2020. Congratulations. Amen and amen. You are blessed.